Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
L-odwa tajba jena kida mikoli intikom merħba l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-program Aħna l-Europa. Program tal-lum se nifokawħ fu il-Jum Internazzjonali tal-Mara. Kif ġiet organizzata attività kemm ir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea u l-Parlament Ewropew f'Malta, kif ukoll il-leġiżlazzjoni proposta mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex ikun hemm forma ta' armonizzazzjoni, forma ta' qafas komuni li jikriminalizza l-violenza kontra n-nisa fil-pajjiżi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Se nitkellmu dwar dan nagħmlu ftit ieħor u ovvjament ma jistax jonqos nitkellmu dwar il-kunflitt tar-Russja fl-Ukrajna. Din il-gwerra fl-Ewropa li issa daħlet fit-tieni ġimgħa tagħha, kważi ġimgħtejn minndu bdejna ngħixu din ir-realtà li waslet għall-kriżi umanitarja li l-Ewropa t-esperienza b'mod dirett u anke li t-esperienza b'diversi effetti oħrajn. Fostom l-effett ta' l-importazzjoni tal-qamħ f'pajjiżna u anke tal-gass. U fil-fatt f'dawn il-jiem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ħabret pjan ta' kif se tiddiversifika is-settur tal-enerġija tagħha u ma tiqbax dipendenti fuq ir-riżorsi u l-provisti mir-Russja.
This is about Ukraine, but it's certainly also about Europe. We must defend European interests and increase our resilience by tackling our own vulnerabilities. It is abundantly clear that we are too dependent on Russia for our energy needs. It is not a free market if there is a state actor willing to manipulate it. The answer to this concern for our security lies in renewable energy and diversification of supply.
U preċiżament it-tlieta 8 ta' Marzu 2022 fil-Jum Internazzjonali tal-Mara, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ipproponiet regoli għall-Unjoni Ewropea kollha għall-ġlieda kontra l-vjolenza kontra n-nisa u l-vjolenza domestika. Direttiva proposta se tkun qed tikkriminalizza l-istupru bbażat fuq in-nuqqas ta' kunsens, il-mutilazzjoni ġenitali femminili u l-vjolenza li ssir online li tinkludi fost oħrajn li wieħed ixerret affarijiet materjal audiovisiv kemm ritratti kemm filmati intimi li ma jkunx hemm kunsens biex dawn jiġu imxerda, l-stalking li jsir online, il-fastidju u l-inċitament għal-vjolenza jew il-mibeda. Regoli ġodda isaħħu wkoll l-aċċess tal-vittmi għal-ġustizzja u jħeġġu lill-istati membri kollha biex jimplementaw mekkaniżmu ta' punt uniku ta' servizz one-stop shop li jfisser li s-servizzi kollha ta' appoġġ u protezzjoni jkunu jinsabu fl-istess post. Il-vittmi, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea, qed tinsisti għandu jkunu jistgħu jitolbu kumpens matul il-proċedimenti kriminali u l-proposta tappella wkoll għal protezzjoni u l-appoġġ adegwat u speċjalizzat bħal pereżempju linji ta' telefon għall-għajnuna u ċentri ta' kriżi ta' stupru mingħajr ħlas. Tipprevedi wkoll appoġġ maħsub għal gruppi bi ħtiġijiet speċifiċi jew li jinsabu f'riskju fostom nisa li jaħarbu minn konflitti armati bħalissa bla dubju ta' xejn jiġuna f'moħħna n-nisa Ukreni li qed jaħarbu mill-gwerra f'pajjiżhom. Ħansegwu l-kummenti kemm tal-Kummissarju Ewropew għall-Ugwaljanza Elena Dalli kif ukoll tal-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea responsabbli mill-valuri u trasparenza Vera Jurova dwar l-għan ewlieni u anka spjega ta' din il-proposta.
Violence against women is still prevailing across the EU and domestic violence increased enormously during the COVID-19 pandemic. Let me put the record straight. Violence against women is estimated to affect 1 in 3 women in the EU. 1 in 2 have experienced sexual harassment. 1 in 20 women report having been raped. Report doesn't mean that this is reality, because we have underreporting of this horrible crime. Online violence is on the rise, targeting in particular women in public life, such as journalists and politicians, but also, of course, women in general. And there must be no impunity online. I don't see any reason why not to punish those who are attacking women online, and this is what we want to stop. About a third of women in the EU have faced sexual harassment at work. Basically, how I see it, probably almost every woman or girl in the EU has experienced or at least witnessed some form of gender-based violence, ranging from more minor, such as harassment, to the more serious crimes. And this is not acceptable in modern Europe, and this is why we have to act. This is why we decided to act and introduce EU-wide legal instrument addressing violence against women in the most comprehensive way. Today's new rules tackle violence against women from all angles, and my colleague Helena Dalli will explain all the elements in detail.
So the prevalence of violence in our societies makes us do this. So this is a discriminatory burden against us that must be socially acknowledged and acted upon. And we know that violence can be exacerbated when we are subjected to intersecting forms of discrimination, as is often the case for LGBTIQ women, for women with disabilities, for women with a minority racial or ethnic background. Women are not a homogeneous group. So that is why it is important to take this intersectional approach. So today we are adopting a legislative proposal that addresses violence against women and domestic violence, and countless cases of violence against women remain unreported. So logically, if they are unreported, then they are not addressed. According to a 2021 France survey, victims only reported partner violence to the police in 22% of cases. So our proposal introduces new ways to report crimes that is sensitive to victims' vulnerability. And we invite member states to implement a one-stop shop approach so that following the reporting of a crime, women are put on a track to receive all the necessary care and advice they need about the judicial process, psychological and medical support, as well as emergency housing. So victims of cyber violence must receive support on how to get online content removed. Upon the adoption of this proposal, authorities must conduct individual risk assessments during the first contact with the victim to assess the risk posed by the offender. Where needed, authorities would provide immediate protection through emergency barring or protection orders. And one of the obstacles in tackling violence against women is that we still do not consider it as a societal problem. So we want to invite member states to organize awareness-raising campaigns on victims' rights, including on protection, support, and access to justice. Men and boys can be and must be strong allies in this. So to ensure that we treat victims in a gender and trauma-sensitive manner, the proposal introduces mandatory and targeted training for professionals who enter in contact with victims. If women fall victim, they need the appropriate support. So to address the specificities of sexual violence, the Commission's proposal requires that member states provide sufficiently dedicated and specialized services for victims of sexual violence, including rape. We must make specialized shelters available to victims to ensure their return to independent living following their extraction from a violent environment. In addition, Member States should put in place national helplines to support victims of violence against women and domestic violence to be available round the clock. We also must ensure an EU-wide number. We have an EU-wide number that can be called from anywhere in the EU, which will direct victims to the relevant national helpline. We will clarify the definition of rape, recognizing it for what it is, a penetrative sexual act without consent. We will also provide for criminalization of female genital mutilation, the non-consensual sharing of intimate images and other forms of cyber violence. So to monitor progress and the reality of violence, the Commission is proposing a common Member States data collection mechanism based on a common methodology to feed into an EU-wide survey every 5 years. Member States will be also obliged to ensure a good cooperation with the non-governmental organization providing for assistance to victims of violence against women and domestic violence. So today's proposal is a good step towards an all-encompassing EU-side standard that combats violence against women and responds to the specific needs of its victims.
Tajjeb, rajdu ukoll il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ppubblikat ukoll ir-rapport annwali tagħha dwar l-ugwaljanza bejn il-ġeneri fl-Unjoni Ewropea. U fl-2021 intqal li ttieħdu passi importanti f'termini ta' proposti leġislattivi b'mod partikolari it-trasparenza fil-pagi u l-pagi minimi adegwati fl-Unjoni Ewropea kif ukoll dwar liġi ġdida dwar is-servizzi digitali li mistennija tajn biex jiġu protetti dawk li jużaw il-pjattaformi online. Waqt li f'Diċembru li għadda wkoll il-Kummissjoni Ewropea proponiet li tinkludi id-diskors ta' mebeda u r-reati ta' mebeda fil-lista tar-reati tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Iżda tajjeb ngħidu wkoll ir-rapport jindika li n-nisa intlaqtu b'mod sproporzjonat mill-pandemija, tant li matul l-2020, jiġifieri fl-ewwel sena tal-pandemija, il-parteċipazzjoni tan-nisa fis-suq tax-xogħol naqset b'0.5% meta mqabbel mas-sena ta' qabel l-2019 wara li kien hemm 10 snin ta' żieda kostanti flat ta' nisa fis-suq tax-xogħol. Intqal ukoll minn dan ir-rapport li l-vjolenza kontra n-nisa u l-vjolenza domestika għadha mifruxa sew fl-Unjoni Ewropea u ġiet aggravata mill-pandemija fosthom il-vjolenza online. Ir-rapport jindika wkoll in-nuqqas li tkun indirizzata l-vjolenza kontra n-nisa u l-vjolenza domestika li tiswa madwar 290 biljun euro kull sena. Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen qalet li rrid li l-Ewropa tkun qrib in-nisa b'protezzjoni u appoġġ. Saħqet li trid soċjetà fejn il-vjolenza kontra n-nisa nipprevenuha, nikkundannawha u jittieħdu passi kontriha meta sseħħ. Żmien għall-ġustizzja u l-ugwaljanza issa wasal u għalhekk li b'din il-leġiżlazzjoni il-Kummissjoni qed tippreżenta regoli xirqa biex din il-bidla titħaffef u tidħol fis-seħħ. U ċelebrazzjonijiet ta' Jum il-Mara ta' din is-sena saru fl-isfond tal-kriżi umanitarja li għaddejja bħalissa riżultat tal-kunflitt tal-gwerra li ordna Putin kontra l-Ukrajna. U fl-aħħar jiem żgur li ħafna minna segwejna filmati, ritratti fuq il-medja soċjali ta' tfal żgħar uħud minnhom waħidhom jaħarbu mill-Ukrajna u jfittxu kien fl-Ewropa. Nisa, ummijiet bit-tfal fuq il-ferroviji, fuq ix-xarabanks u anka bil-mixi jaħarbu mill-Ukrajna lejn il-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Kollha ritratti u filmati ta' sim il-qalb u li juru filmati li uħud minna konna biss naħsbu li kienu parti mill-istorja, filmati u ritratti li ifakruna għal dawk li ma jexux il-flagell u l-dbatija tat-tieni gwerra dinjija fit-tieni gwerra dinjija. U fil-fatt l-Unjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar 13 ġurnata minn beda dan il-konflitt għamlet xi ħaġa straordinarja fejn immobilizzat l-għodot kollha tagħha biex tgħin lill-Ukreni iżda fuq kollox biex ikun hemm sens ta' għaqda bejn il-pajjiżi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Li ma da qed tidher b'mod ċar ħafna fl-azzjonijiet kollha li qed tieħu l-Unjoni Ewropea. F'dan iż-żmien mill-aktar imdallam fl-Ewropa mit-tieni gwerra dinjija l-hawn bil-persuni ċivili li qed ikunu l-ewwel vittmi ta' din il-gwerra bla sens ta' Vladimir Putin kontra l-Ukrajna. U l-Unjoni Ewropea kif qed ninnutaw qiegħda tappoġġja u tipproteġġi lil dawk li qed jaħarbu mill-aggressjoni tar-Russja irrispettivament min-nazzjonalità tagħhom u irrispettivament minn fejn ġejjin. Tantu hekk li f'dawn l-aħħar ftit sigħat l-Unjoni Ewropea b'mod unanimu u mingħajr noqqas taqbil bejn xi pajjiżi fil-verità rnexxiela daħħal fis-seħħ mekkaniżmu li kien ilu hemmhekk 20 sena qatt mantuża u li issa l-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea qablu f'temp ta' ftit sigħat f'ħakkatajn biex idaħluh fis-seħħ fl-interess ta' l-Ukreni u anke dawk kollha li nsertaw fl-Ukrajna u li qegħdin jaħarbu dan il-konflitt. Id-direttiva għal protezzjoni temporanja. L-ispjega aħjar il-Viċi President għal promozzjoni tal-istil ta' ħajja Ewropew tagħna Margiritis Skinas.
The numbers are telling the story. 700,000 people fled as a consequence of the Yugoslav wars. 1 million Syrians left Syria in 2015-16. And in less than 2 weeks, we have almost 2 million people out of Ukraine. We are now ready to step up to the plate, and we are doing this today with a package we're presenting to you. All people who are fleeing war will be granted protection from and access to the EU health, education, labor, and residence, regardless of their nationality, ethnicity, or skin color. And we are today mobilizing a significant amount of financial SEP to make this possible. This is an unequivocal and a very tangible expression of support. Together with my colleagues, we traveled last week to all member states at the first reception line, and we were impressed with the incredibly moving scenes with national officials, civil society and ordinary citizens being present at the border and in train stations coming to the aid of those arriving from Ukraine. And specifically today on International Women's Day, I would like to remind that it is primarily women and children arriving alone and more often than not on foot, dropped off by husbands, fathers and brothers who drive them to the border and then turn back to continue the fight against the Russian aggressors.
Il-Kummissarju għall-Affarijiet Interni tal-Unjoni Ewropea Ylva Johansson tkellmet ukoll waqt it-tnedija ta' din id-direttiva l-protezzjoni temporanja. Tkellmet fost oħrajn dwar il-ċittadini li daħlu fl-Unjoni Ewropea l-aktar pajjiżi mill-quta bla dubju ta' xejn kienu dawk il-pajjiżi qrib il-fruntiera mal-Ukrajna, imma tkellmet ukoll dwar l-isfruttament li jaf ikun hemm speċjalment ta' tfal Ukreni li bħalissa qed jaħarbu mill-konflitt f'pajjiżhom.
I'm so proud of how member states managed to really get together and take this decision when it was really necessary. With the activation of the Temporary Protection Directive that activated last Friday, means that all people that will come fleeing from Ukraine to the European Union can have the immediate protection, with the status to be protected, with the right to social welfare, with the right to health care, with the right for children to go to school, with the right for adults to work. And this is really something that makes a difference for the refugees fleeing to the European Union. This Temporary Protection Directive will be for all Ukrainian citizens
and their families, for all recognized refugees in Ukraine that are fleeing from the EU, and also third country nationals that have a long-term residence permit in Ukraine. It will not be applicable for students or short-term residents that are now being evacuated from the Ukraine. We welcome them, we help them to evacuate, but they also have to go back to their countries of origin. The second thing I would like to mention is, as was also already mentioned, 2 million refugees has already entered into the European Union. More than 1 million to Poland. Almost 500,000 to Romania. And then also to Slovakia and Hungary. We have to thank these the member states that are doing the utmost to have the, to welcome them, to the local authorities, to the national authorities, to the NGOs, to the border guards, to the, all the volunteers, to all the citizens that are really standing there helping people, offering refugees to stay in their homes. You can see the signs where they say at the railway station saying, I can take in one family, I can take two people in my home. I think this is really a moment to be proud of being European when we see solidarity in practice. But we also must be aware that this 2 million that we have received now in 12 days is the same number of refugees that the European Union received during 2015 and 2016 together. This is what we have received in 12 days. And more is to come. Putin will not stop.
U riżultat tal-gwerra ta' Russja fl-Ukrajna, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ipproponiet pjan biex l-Ewropa issir indipendenti mill-fuels fossili Russi ferm qabel l-2030. Il-pjan jiddeskrivi fost oħrajn sensiela ta' miżuri biex iwieġbu għażieda fil-prezzijiet tal-enerġija fl-Ewropa u biex ikun hemm provisti adegwati tal-gass għax-xitwa li ġejja. Fost oħrajn tajjeb ngħidu li qabel beda l-kunflitt fl-Ewropa stess fl-Ukrajna, il-prezzijiet tal-gass fost oħrajn żdiedu b'aktar minn 200% meta mqabbel mafrar tas-sena li għaddiet. Il-prezzijiet tal-enerġija qed jiżdiedu qed waslu għal nuqqas ta' sigurtà fil-provista fil-pajjiżi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea. L-impatt f'Malta sa issa skont diversi importaturi mhux daqstant kbir meta mqabbel ma' pajjiżi oħrajn iżda ovvjament jeħtieġ attenzjoni sħiħa sebajnejn għal din is-sitwazzjoni u kif qed tiżviluppa. Tkellem b'mod dettaljat ħafna dwar dan il-pjan il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Frans Timmermans.
By the end of this year, we can replace 100 BCM of gas imports from Russia, that is two-thirds of what we import from them. This will end our over-dependency and give us much-needed room to maneuver. Two-thirds by the end of this year. It's hard, bloody hard, but it's possible if we're willing to go further and faster than we've done before. Repower EU is our plan to make Europe independent from Russian gas. It is based on two tracks. First, we will diversify supply and bring in more renewable gases. With more LNG and pipeline imports, we can replace 60 BCM of Russian gas within the next 12 months. By doubling sustainable production of biomethane, we can replace another 18 BCM using the Common Agriculture Policy to help farmers become energy producers. We can also increase the production and import of renewable hydrogen. A hydrogen accelerator will develop integrated infrastructure and offer all member states access to affordable renewable hydrogen. 20 million tons of hydrogen can replace 50 BCM of Russian gas. We will also start replacing natural gas with renewable gases. This, in sum, is going to be the first pillar of Repower EU. In parallel, we must accelerate our clean energy transition. Renewables make us more independent, and they are more affordable and reliable than the volatile gas market. So we need to put millions more photovoltaic panels on the roofs of our homes, businesses, and farms. We must also double the installation rate of heat pumps over the next 5 years. This is low-hanging fruit. By the end of this year, Almost 25% of Europe's current electricity production could come from solar energy. In addition to this, we need to speed up permitting procedures to grow our on and offshore wind capacity and roll out large-scale solar projects. This is a matter of overriding public interest. Some of these changes will not happen overnight, and that's why we also need to prepare for next winter. By October, gas storage facilities in the EU must be filled up to 90% capacity, and the Commission is ready to support joint procurement of gas. Finally, and most importantly, we need to protect those who are struggling to pay their energy bills. Our plan today proposes several ways to help the most exposed households and businesses. Kadri will go through these in more detail. To conclude, Repower EU is our plan to break our dependency on Russian gas and to find freedom in our energy choices. We can do it, and we can do it fast. All we need is the courage and grit to get us there. If ever there was a time to do it, it's now.
Tajjeb ngħidu li l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen dwar dan qalet li l-Ewropa trid issir indipendenti miż-żejt, mill-faħam u mill-gass tar-Russja. Qalet li ma nistgħux neqgħu dipendenti daqshekk minn fornitur wieħed li qed jeddidna b'mod ċar ħafna. Jeħtieġ li naġixxu biex intaffu l-impatt taż-żieda fil-prezzijiet tal-enerġija. Niddiversifikaw il-provista tal-gas tagħna għax-xitwa li ġejja u naġlu it-tranzizzjoni lejn enerġija nadifa u sostenibli. U b'dawk il-kummenti ġejna fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm Aħna l-Ewropa. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu l-ġimgħa d-dieħla nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-ġurnata tajba.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xogħat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.